Universal Pictures is hoping that the Valentine's Day afterglow will propel audiences into its new romantic comedy, Definitely Maybe. Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition film critic Kenneth Turan says he wanted to fall in love with the movie.
This film has a clever premise about a soon-to-be divorced father telling his young daughter how her parents first met.
Fine, fine.
I'm going to tell you the story, and I'm not telling you who your mom is.
Fine.
You're just going to have to figure it out for yourself.
Good.
And I'm changing all the names and some of the facts. I just decided that right now, and then we'll see how smart you are.
I like it. It's like a love story mystery.
Great. Sounds good. You ready?
No.
No.
That's Abigail Breslin as the daughter and Ryan Reynolds as the young father. Reynolds is one of People magazine's sexiest men, and he has an appealing romantic comedy presence. It's easy to see why the trio of women in his life are attracted to him. Wholesome-looking Elizabeth Banks is the college sweetheart who fears her boyfriend's move to Manhattan. In New York, our hero connects with a free spirit played by Isla Fisher and tries to resist Rachel Weisz's aspiring journalist.
I can see where you're going with this. In a second, you're going to say something impossibly charming.
Really?
Yeah. It's going to be great. And then you're going to sweep me off my feet, and we all know where that's going.
Can a girl miss a guy?
You know, that's going to end badly. Yeah, she can, but I just don't really have time for the pain. So let's skip all that. Why don't we?
Okay.
With a cast this engaging, Definitely Maybe should be home free, but it isn't. The film is more contrived than it ought to be, and its elements, like its women, have trouble staying on the same emotional page. Definitely Maybe also doesn't trust being warm. Characters fall back on glib one-liners. Slick situations are not the way to anyone's heart. It's a graphic school sex education class that ignites the young girl's curiosity about her parents' past. Not a great choice for a film bound and determined to do whatever it takes to be your Valentine.
Kenneth Turan reviews movies for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times, and you can find clips from Definitely Maybe, plus more movie reviews and interviews at npr.org/movies. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.